House, please come to order. Will the members please register their presence by voting? Clerk, please take the quorum.
Thirty-two present, eight absent.
Representative Miller.
Speaker, Representatives Buchholz, Akers, and Dankworth are excused from the call of the House today. I'll ask unanimous consent that other absent members be shown as excused on official state business.
Hearing no objection, motion is adopted.
Mr. Speaker, we've heard from out of town from three representatives. Representatives Osi and Brown will not be able to be back today. I'll ask unanimous consent that they be excused from the call of the House.
Hearing no objection, motion is adopted.
And Mr. Speaker, I've also heard from Representative Rudd, who unfortunately is ill and will probably not be back today or tomorrow, so I'll ask that she be excused from the call of the House today and tomorrow.
Hearing no objection, motion is adopted. Will the House please rise for a prayer by Father Dale Sorrells of the Holy Trinity Episcopal Church.
Let us pray. Lord God, open our eyes that we may see your hand at work in the world about us. Deliver us from the presumption of saying our prayers for solace only and not for strength, or of saying them for pardon only and not for renewal. Let the grace of our common prayer bind us one to another, that we may worthily serve the state and the world in your name. Amen.
Will the clerk please certify as to the correctness of the daily journal?
As chief clerk, I certify as to the correctness of the journals for the 88th, 89th, 90th, and 91st days and House Supplement Number 45.
Representative Miller.
Speaker, I'll ask unanimous consent this body approve the journal as certified by the chief clerk for the 89th through 91st days and for health supplement number 45.
Hearing no objection, motion is adopted. Brings us down to introduction of guests. Are there any guests for introduction of the chambers? Representative Bradley.
Mr. Speaker, in gallery A is the chairman of the Alaska Public Policy Commission, a good friend of many of ours, personal friend of mine, Mr. Herb Montoya.
Representative McKinnon.
Mr. Speaker, in Gallery A, we have two visitors from Anchorage today, my niece and nephew, Chris and Angie Russell.
Are there other guests for introduction to the chambers? If not, that brings us down to messages from the governor. Are there any messages from the governor?
Dear Mr. Speaker, I am by this letter transmitting to you the report which is a response to House Resolution Number 6, North Slope Hall Road. A copy of this report has been placed on each member's desk. I have no further messages from the Governor, Mr. Speaker.
Messages from the Senate.
The Senate has passed committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 159, Finance Amended, and is transmitted herewith for consideration. Committee substitute for Senate Bill 159, Finance Amended by the Finance Committee, an act relating to the leasing of state land other than for the extraction of natural resources and providing for an effective date.
Refer to the Resource Committee.
I have no further messages from the Senate, Mr. Speaker.
Communications?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Reports of standing committees.
The Committee on Finance has had House Bill 248, Alaska Pipeline Commission, under consideration. A majority of the members of the committee recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 248 Finance and that it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Cooper, Chairman, concurred in by Duncan, Swanson, Schaefer, Guy, Greening, Cooper, and Meekins. Having no recommendation, Haugen, Rode, and Freeman. House Bill 248 has no further referral. The Committee on Labor and Management has had House Bill 267, Public Employees Retirement System, under consideration. A majority of the members of the committee recommends it do pass with attached amendment. The report was signed by Mr. Brown, Chairman, concurred in by Carpenter, Anderson, Osterbach, McKinnon, Brown, Hayes, and Smith. House Bill 267 has a further referral to State Affairs. The Committee on Judiciary has had House Bill 341, Liability of Health Care Providers, under consideration. A majority of the members of the committee recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Gardner, Chairman, concurred in by Gardner, Miles, Dankworth, Rudd, and Specking. Having no recommendation, Eliason. House Bill 341 has no further referral. I have no further standing committee reports, Mr. Speaker.
Reports of special committees?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Introduction of resolutions?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Introduction of House bills?
House Bill 457 by Anderson, an act establishing the position of subsistence economist within the Department of Fish and Game.
Resources.
House Bill 458 by Anderson, an act establishing the position of subsistence economist within the Department of Community and Regional Affairs.
Resources.
House Bill 459 by Anderson, an act establishing the position of subsistence economist within the Department of Commerce and Economic Development.
Resources.
House Bill 460 by Anderson, an act making a special appropriation to the Lake Peninsula Regional Education Attendance Area for construction of additional school space for the village of Coquihanuk and providing for an effective date.
HESS and Finance. Representative Eliason. House, please stand at ease. House, please come back to order. Before the at ease, we're down to introduction of House bills. Clerk, of any further House bills for introduction?
House Bill 461 by Anderson, an act extending the term of the Bristol Bay Regional Development Council and providing for an effective date.
Commerce.
House Bill 462 by Anderson, an act making a special appropriation to the Bristol Bay Regional Development Council and providing for an effective date.
Commerce and Finance.
House Bill 463 by Malone and Rudd, an act making a special appropriation to the Department of Community and Regional Affairs to conduct a pilot project to establish a shelter for assaulted and battered women and children and providing for an effective date.
HESS and Finance.
I have no further bills for introduction, Mr. Speaker.
Brings us down to consideration of the daily calendar. Representative Miller.
Speaker, Representative Rudd, as I mentioned earlier, is in Anchorage and is ill. There's two of her bills on the calendar today. One of them, another member, could carry tomorrow, and the other, in all fairness to her, should probably be delayed until she returns. So, Mr. Speaker, I'm going to move that House Bill 185 be held in second reading and placed on tomorrow's calendar, and that Committee Substitute for House Bill 287 be held in third reading and placed on Wednesday's calendar.
Is that one motion? Is there objection to the motion? Hearing no objection, the motion is adopted. Representative Lathine? Clerk, please note the presence of Representative Lathine in the chambers. Lightens up our calendar a little bit. Would the clerk please read the first item on the daily calendar?
House Concurrent Resolution Number 30 by Carpenter, Bennett, Brown, Cooper, Hayes, Parr, Smith, and Swanson, relating to the North Slope Hall Road. The Committee on State Affairs has had House Concurrent Resolution 30 under consideration. A majority of the members of the committee recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Bradley, Chairman, concurred in by Nackack, Kelly, Dankworth, McKinnon, Miles, and Bradley. I have no amendments on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Ready for the question? The question is, shall House Concurrent Resolution Number 30 pass the House? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? The ayes have it. House Concurrent Resolution Number 30 is passed the House. Clerk, please read the next item on the daily calendar.
House Bill Number 285 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act making a supplemental appropriation to the Department of Commerce and Economic Development, Alaska Public Utilities Commission, and providing for an effective date. The Committee on Finance has had House Bill 285 under consideration. A majority of the members of the committee recommends it do pass and attaches a fiscal note. The report was signed by Mr. Cooper, Chairman, concurred in by Duncan, Meekins, Schaefer, Guy, Rode, Greening, and Cooper. Having no recommendation, Haugen and Swanson. I have no amendments on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Miller.
Speaker, I'll ask unanimous consent that House Bill 285 be considered engrossed, advance to third reading, and placed on final passage.
Hearing no objection, motion is adopted. Clerk, please read House Bill 285 in third reading.
House Bill Number 285 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor. An act making a supplemental appropriation to the Department of Commerce and Economic Development, Alaska Public Utilities Commission, and providing for an effective date.
House Bill 285 is before you in third reading. Representative Cooper.
Speaker, this bill is not going to be done with the AVEC.
Further discussion. Are you ready for the question? Question is, shall House Bill 285 pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Clerk may lock the roll. Does any member wish to change his vote? Clerk may take the roll.
Nine yeas, four nays, seven excused.
So House Bill 285 has passed the House. Representative Miller.
Speaker, I'll ask unanimous consent that the roll call on House Bill 285 be considered the roll call on the effective date clause.
Hearing no objection, the effective date clause is adopted on House Bill 285. Clerk, please read the next item on the daily calendar.
Senate Bill Number 120 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor. An act making a supplemental appropriation to the Department of Education and providing for an effective date. The Committee on Finance has had Senate Bill 120 under consideration. A majority of the members of the committee recommends it be replaced with House Committee substitute for Senate Bill 120 and that it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Cooper, Chairman, concurred in by Freeman, Rode, Haugen, Guy, Schaefer, Meekin, Swanson, Buchholz, Duncan, Greening, and Cooper. I have one committee substitute on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Miller.
Speaker, I'll ask unanimous consent that the committee substitute be accepted in lieu of the original bill.
Hearing no objection, committee substitute's adopted. Is the clerk of any amendments to the committee substitute?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Miller.
Speaker, I'll ask unanimous consent that the committee substitute for Senate Bill 120 be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
Hearing no objection, the motion is adopted. Clerk, please read committee substitute, Senate Bill Number 120 in third reading.
House Committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 120 by the Finance Committee. An act making a supplemental appropriation to the Department of Education and providing for an effective date.
Senate Bill 120 is before you in third reading. Representative Cooper.
Speaker, the reason for this $150,000 supplemental appropriation is simply the load of the division of vocational rehabilitation is going to be higher than. Did add on the second some section two committee substitute superintendent of the district has listed around the 1st of July.
Representative Lethine.
Mr. Speaker, I intended to remain silent on this, but I feel that I should justify my my vote, not only on this, but my previous action, by voting no on these appropriations. I think it's time that our government agencies start living within the appropriations that have been given to them and stop going out and spending money until they really should need to spend it. And just coming along and filling a need by a special appropriation every time something comes up is ridiculous. They have that to do next year, and if it's justified, fine. Put it in their budget. Let's not have these special appropriations. And that's the reason I'm going to vote in favor of cutting this appropriation out. Thank you.
Representative Cooper. Representative Lethine.
I'm going to take exception to that, Mr. Speaker, because we've had this same thing happen in a number of appropriations in this legislature already this year, and I think it's time to stop.
Is there further discussion? You're ready for the question. Question is, shall House Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 120 pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Clerk may lock the roll. Does any member wish to change his vote? Clerk may take the roll.
Yeas, 4 nays, 7 excused.
So, Senate Bill 120 has passed the House. Representative Miller?
Speaker, I'll ask unanimous consent that the roll call on the committee substitute for Senate Bill 120 be considered the roll call on the effective date clause.
Hearing no objection, the effective date clause is adopted on Senate Bill 120. Brings us to the end of today's calendar and down to unfinished business. Is there any unfinished business to come before the House? Representative Urien?
I ask that we take up the reconsideration for committee substitute for House Bill 171.
Places House Bill 171 before us in third reading. Would the clerk please read House Bill 171 third reading?
Committee substitute for House Bill number 171 amended by the Commerce Committee. An act relating to the sale of beverage containers and providing for an effective date.
Representative Miller.
Speaker, there are a number of members absent today, including one who's actually a co-sponsor on this bill. I'm going to move and ask unanimous consent this, but this legislation be held over in third reading until tomorrow's calendar.
Hearing no objection, motion is adopted. House Bill 171 will be held over in third reading and placed on tomorrow's calendar. Is there other unfinished business to come before the House? One item of take up under unfinished business, which announced on the floor on Thursday, but just as a reminder, that those members who are chairing the different conference committees that are outstanding, be sure to announce on the floor when meetings are scheduled and for the as to the time and place, so that interested members and public and the press can attend those meetings and have them posted. Representative Miller.
Speaker, under unfinished business, I might make a slight announcement, too. The, as most of us are probably aware, the conflict of interest statements that all of us filled out for the previous year are due April 15th. I received a letter from APOC just Friday, I believe it was, indicating that those statements were actually due in the APOC office by the 15th, not just postmarked by the 15th, as for instance, I would have guessed, but that they were actually due. I'm not sure that's right, but I didn't want to take any chances on it.
But I did call the APOC office here in Juneau, Mr. Speaker, this morning and ask if they could receive our statements. And the representative who is present of the office over there in room 512 tells me that, yes, they can receive those APOC conflict of interest statements and log them in over there. So rather than take a chance with the mail and perhaps something being delayed 4 days, I would suggest to you that if you want to, it might be easier just to walk your APOC statements across the hall over or across the street into room 512, and they will receive them over there.
Is there any more unfinished business to come before the House? Special orders. Representative Swanson.
Yeah, Mr. Speaker, sitting in the back of the room today is hiding behind a bushy beard is none other than Joel Rocco, and I'd like to say welcome back, Joel.
Are there any more special orders? Representative Urien.
Mr. Speaker, I'd like the privilege of the floor to make a comment.
Please go ahead, Representative Urien.
Mr. Speaker, I know that you just now reminded people on the free conference committees to announce the times and places of those meetings. I note that on Thursday, you did the same thing that appears on page 819 of the House Journal. It says the Speaker reminded the members of the conference committees to announce when and where the meetings will be held. Well, I appreciate that, Mr. Speaker, and I'm sure the members of the public and the press also appreciate your reminder. But then, Mr. Speaker, like many of us, after we adjourned here at around 10 o'clock Thursday, I proceeded to go elsewhere to the holidays, and my office had a phone call at 1:30 on Thursday asking for my presence at a pre-conference committee meeting. I don't know if your reminder didn't seem to do any good the other day, Mr. Speaker. Hopefully it did so today.
Representative Duncan.
Mr. Speaker, may I have privilege of the floor to respond to Mr. Urien?
Mr. Duncan, go ahead.
Mr. Speaker, it wasn't my office that called Mr. Urien, although I serve on that free conference committee that he's talking about. And he might recall that we announced that meeting at the morning meeting we had of the free conference committee. He apparently did not hear it at that time.
I think the subject may be somewhat academic, as I understand the committee transacted no business, but Representative Urien?
Mr. Speaker, I note in our journal, the our clerk always notes the meetings that are announced and called and time and places, and you'll note that there is no place in the journal that reflects that that announcement was made. I have to assume that it wasn't made because I know our chief clerk has never made a goof.
Well, actually, Mr. Urien, one of the reasons for repeating that request today was to make sure that we got into the habit of announcing conference meetings. As the members know, I think that often those are meetings occur catch as catch can, which is not the best way to run a railroad, and hopefully not the way we'll have to run it here. So, sure, as the members get used to the idea, they'll do it. One other item, maybe this is a good place to take it up, for the benefit of the members of the House, so that people have an idea of where things are. I think people appreciate that the Senate Finance Committee is now in the process of accepting their subcommittee reports and closing out their budget. My understanding is that the Senate will consider that budget in caucuses either at the end of this week or at the beginning of next one. So it looks like late next week, sometime before the budget bill will be on the floor of the Senate. You can draw your own conclusions from that as to where or when the session may end. We're in the 92nd day. And it looks like we will make 100, possibly even go beyond that. I did want to advise the members. Are there any more special orders? Announcements of committee meetings. Representative Bradley.
Mr. Speaker, State Affairs is canceled for today.
Representative Cooper.
Immediately to the left is the door.
courtroom A. Representative Smith.
Committee on Community and Regional Affairs will meet tomorrow morning, 9 a.m. in the State Affairs Committee Room. We will be taking up House Bill 273, which is third class borough.
Representative Duncan.
May we have an ease, Mr. Speaker?
House, please stand at ease.
House, please come back to order.
For the at ease, we're down under announcement of committee meetings. Representative Miles.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. There will be a majority caucus today at 3 o'clock.
3 o'clock.
Yeah,
while I have the floor, there's a Judiciary Committee meeting scheduled for 4 o'clock
to discuss House Bill 204 relating to children's laws.
Representative Urien.
Republican caucus set that.
1:03.
Representative McKinnon.
Mr. Speaker, the
Commerce Committee will meet this evening at 7 p.m. to consider HGR 32 dealing with
long distance telephone rate integration. And tomorrow morning at
8, the Commerce Committee will meet jointly with the Labor and Management Committee to consider workman's comp legislation.
And that'll be in the Labor and Management Committee hearing room.
Representative Rosterberg.
Speaker, House Resource will meet at word after session in room 118.
Capitol Building, holding confirmation hearings on Bob.
Rush, Commissioner of Natural Resources.
Representative Rosterberg.
You mean after session or after caucuses?
It will be have to be after caucus now.
Further announcements,
committee meetings.
Is there any more business come before the House? Representative Miller?
Okay, if not, Mr. Speaker, I'll ask unanimous consent we stand in adjournment
until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Bring no objection. House adjourned.